Line Upon Line, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 22 through 24. These verses declare a modern witness of Jesus Christ. He lives. Verse 22. And now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives. 23. For we saw him even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father. 24. That by him and through him and of him the worlds are and were created, and the inhabitants thereof are begotten sons and daughters unto God. Many testimonies. Many testimonies have been given of the resurrected Christ before this revelation. Here are some examples. Mary Magdalene. See John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. The apostles of Jesus' day. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 9 through 20. Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 20. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29, and John chapter 21. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus. See Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Stephen. See Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 56. Paul. See Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. The Nephites. See 3 Nephi chapters 11 through 28. Moroni. See Ether chapter 12, verse 39. Joseph Smith. See Joseph Smith History, verses 16 through 20. He lives. I have read and I believe the testimonies of those who experienced the grief of Christ's crucifixion and the joy of his resurrection. I have read and I believe the testimonies of those in the new world who were visited by the same risen Lord. I believe the testimony of one who in this dispensation spoke with the Father and the Son in a grove now called sacred, and who gave his life, sealing that testimony with his blood. President Thomas S. Monson, He is Risen, Ensign, May 2010, page 89. Worlds are and were created. Under the direction of the Father, Christ was the Lord of the universe, who created worlds without number, of which ours is only one. See Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. How many planets are there in the universe with people on them? We don't know, but we are not alone in the universe. God is not the God of only one planet. Elder Neil A. Maxwell, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, in Special Witnesses of Christ, Ensign, April 2001, page 6. Begotten sons and daughters unto God. You are no ordinary beings, my beloved young friends all around the world. You are glorious and eternal. It is my prayer and blessing that when you look at your reflection, you will be able to see beyond imperfections and self-doubts and recognize who you truly are, glorious sons and daughters of the Almighty God. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, The Reflection in the Water, Church Educational System Fireside for Young Adults, November 1, 2009, available at cesfiresides.lds.org. Editor's Note: This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, Line Upon Line, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 22 through 24.